Moving on now, Syrian anti-government insurgents continue to attack Kurdish communities. There's fighting near the Turkish town of Çilampinar, which borders the Syrian town of Ras Alin. Reports say at least 56 people have been killed in a week. Anti-Damascus insurgents are using tanks and mortars against Kurdish forces there. The fighting has affected the Turkish town of Çilampinar, with stray bullets killing residents. Schools are closed and people are asked to stay at home. Kurdish residents claim insurgents are killing civilians living there indiscriminately. From New York, I'm joined by Eric Dreitzer, founder of StopImperialism.com. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Dreitzer, the Syrian government is calling on people who fled the violence to return back to their homes, as well as those from the opposition who want to take part in peace talks. Just how much can this be a sign that the Syrian government is gaining ground in the unrest in Syria?
I think a more correct way to say it would be that the Syrian government has withstood the onslaught of imperial powers which have used proxy forces to destabilize the country. We've seen over the course of more than 18 months that the United States and Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and their various puppets in the region have attempted to destroy not just the Assad government, but the Syrian state. And more clear to the people around the world is the fact that Assad is still in power. Iran, Russia, China, his backers have not wavered. And so this seems to be from an optimistic perspective, winding down, at least insofar as the militants are trying to gain ground. Now, it's important to note, though, that instead of trying to hold territory, they seem to be punishing the civilian segments of the population. And this is what we see with regard to the Kurds. The Kurds who refuse to rise up against the Assad government, who refuse to take up arms against a government that has, to a large extent, protected their minority rights. And so this is part of what we're seeing, though it is much more complicated than that, certainly.
Indeed. I mean, with NATO on the ground near Syria and reports of Israeli forces ready in the Golan Heights, how much are we close to seeing a full-scale war take place there?
A full-scale war is still a very real possibility, something that we all must guard against, though I would say that the chances of a full-scale war at this point are less likely, barring some kind of a large-scale attack or a provocation. We've seen throughout this conflict that the United States and Turkey and the various other countries and interested parties have attempted numerous times to create a situation, a provocation, and a pretext for a war. At this point now, though, they don't have the manpower on the ground. The terrorist elements that have been armed and funded by Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the rest of the countries, they seem to have waned in power. So any attempts to actually create a war would have to come from the outside, to be sure, at a tremendous cost to whatever country was willing to take on the role of what would have to be understood a suicide mission in the interests of the United States and the other imperial powers.
And as far as dialogue is concerned, how much do you think the opposition is ready and capable of going on with dialogue with the Syrian government?
Well, there are various segments of the opposition. If we're talking about the real legitimate opposition on the ground, such as the national coordinating committees and so forth, I think they're very much ready to go into dialogue to look for some kind of a political solution. But what we do know is that the Syrian Council, the Syrian Coalition, as it's called, has rejected dialogue. They have said that a precondition for any political negotiation would be Assad's removal, which is, of course, completely irrational and totally counter to any opportunities for peace. So if we're talking about dialogue with the legitimate opposition, this is a very real possibility. If we're talking about dialogue with the Western-backed, U.S.-backed so-called opposition, then this is an impossibility because they've waged war against the Assad government and refused to stop.
Indeed. Eric Dreitzer, founder of StopImperialism.com. From New York, thanks for your thoughts, sir.
Thank you.